XRP Ledger pilots bank rail. Link with Ondo, JP Morgan, and MasterCard Ripple. Ondo Finance, JP Morgan's Kinexys unit, and MasterCard are running a pilot that connects the XRP ledger to traditional bank settlement rails, according to a Coin Bureau brief posted overnight on May 7, 2026. The four parties are testing how tokenized assets issued or held on the XRPL can move through regulated bank infrastructure without forcing institutions to leave their existing compliance stack. The signal here is the lineup, not the headline. Each of the four participants brings a distinct piece of the plumbing. The four pieces on the table: Ondo Finance issues some of the largest tokenized U.S. Treasury products on-chain, with related on-chain Treasury products on Ethereum recently crossing $8 billion in aggregate market cap as the category grew. Putting Ondo into a pilot signals the asset side of the trade, real cash equivalents that institutions already use for collateral. JP Morgan's Kinexys is the bank's blockchain payments and tokenized collateral platform, the rebrand of what was previously known as Onyx. Kinexys runs internal bank deposit tokens and has been processing institutional settlement flows for several years. It supplies the regulated bank side of the bridge. MasterCard contributes the card and merchant network layer, plus its multi-token network, which the company has been positioning as a connective tissue between tokenized assets and existing payment rails. Ripple, through the XRPL itself and its enterprise products, supplies the public ledger venue and the cross-border messaging history that initially attracted banks to its stack. The combination is unusual because it puts a public chain settlement layer, XRPL, on the same diagram as a private bank network, Kinexys, with a tokenized treasury issuer and a card network bridging the two. Most prior tokenization pilots have stayed inside one or the other. The bridge problem. For institutions, the friction is rarely the chain. The friction is moving money out of a regulated bank account into anything that touches a public ledger, then back. Compliance, audit trails, and settlement finality all break at the boundary. A bridge that lets a bank settle a tokenized treasury trade on the XRPL without moving the underlying cash off the bank's books is a different proposition than a generic on-chain transfer. If the pilot can show that an asset on the XRPL can be priced, transferred, and reconciled against a Kinexys deposit token, it removes one of the standing reasons compliance teams give for staying out. That is also why MasterCard's role matters. The card network already operates as a settlement intermediary between thousands of banks. If the pilot eventually exposes the bridged asset to merchant rails, the path from a tokenized treasury position on the XRPL to an actual point-of-sale transaction shortens considerably. Sitting in the broader tokenization push, the pilot lands in a week of dense tokenization news. The DTCC has set a July pilot and October launch target for its own tokenized securities platform. BlackRock has asked the OCC to scrap the 20% cap on tokenized reserve assets, a regulatory ceiling that limits how much of a stablecoin's reserves can sit in tokenized form. Tokenized treasuries on Ethereum hit a record $8 billion aggregate market cap. Ripple has spent years marketing the XRPL as institution-friendly, with mixed traction outside cross-border payments. A pilot that ties the chain to JP Morgan's bank rails and MasterCard's network is the kind of concrete integration that has been missing from those marketing claims. Whether the pilot becomes a production system or stalls at proof of concept is the open question. JP Morgan and MasterCard run dozens of internal pilots that never ship. The signal to watch is whether any of the four publicly extends the test to a named bank counterparty or a measurable transaction count, not whether a press release calls it a milestone. Market context: XRP traded at 141 on May 7, 2026, down 0.9% on the day and up 3.3% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data fetched at the time of the announcement. Bitcoin sat near 8,996, 0.4%, with the broader fear and greed index at 49, a neutral reading. The pilot did not move XRP meaningfully on the initial post, which is consistent with how markets typically price institutional pilots, priced for headline, not for production. For consumer-facing payment rails, the long-tail effect of pilots like this one is what eventually feeds into how stablecoin and tokenized asset balances get spent. The connective tissue between bank deposits and on-chain assets is the same plumbing that, on the retail side, lets stablecoin spending flow through card networks rather than custodial fiat conversions.